Hello, I'm David Kerr. I'm Professor of Cancer Medicine at the University of Oxford and past President of ESMO. I'd like to talk a little now about a rather interesting study that's just been fresh published in The Lancet by an old friend and sparring partner of mine, Professor David Cunningham from the Royal Marsden. It really is a very compelling study looking at the management of advanced colorectal cancer for elderly patients. It's one of the very striking things that in all the trials that we do, whether in the adjuvant setting or advanced disease, the median age of the patients that we recruit to trials is 60, whereas the median age of the patients that you and I see in the clinic is 70. And therefore there's a sense that elderly patients tend to be excluded from the majority of international studies looking at advanced and early stage colorectal cancer. So David Cunningham and his colleagues put together a trial in advanced disease, chemotherapy naive patients, but in patients who were over 70, who were considered by their local medical oncologist not to be sufficiently fit for combination chemotherapy with FOLFIRI or FOLFOX, irinotecan or oxaliplatin-containing regimes. These patients were randomized to either single-agent capecitabine in a dose of 2,000 milligrams per meter squared daily for 14 days, repeated 3 weekly, plus or minus bevacizumab, given in a conventional dose of 7.5 mg per kilogram intravenously every 3 weeks. They randomized 280 patients, and in terms of the primary endpoint of the trial, progression-free survival, they showed a very significant improvement in favor of the capecitabine and bevacizumab arm, 9.1 versus 5.1 months. They showed an improvement in median overall survival that wasn't quite statistically significant, of around 20 versus 16 months, and improvements in all the other parameters that they mentioned. This is a really interesting wee study, and quite an important one in terms of giving us some ideas as to how we should be able to managed advanced or metastatic colorectal cancer in this elderly patient population, but utterly applicable to the clinics that we see and to the patient population that we treat day and daily. Now, these are not trivial regimes. The grade 3, grade 4 toxicity rate was around 30%. There were 5 or 6 treatment-related deaths in both arms. So this is not a trivial treatment. But nevertheless, compared to combinational chemotherapy with oxaliplatin, irinotecan and bevacizumab, the pattern of toxicity was, I think, tolerable. So an important study in an important patient group, and giving us a new gold standard treatment of single-agent fluoropyrimidine capecitabine in combination with bevacizumab. It does seem to improve things. And I think that having planted the flag in terms of giving us some useful data in the management of elderly colorectal cancer patients, I hope that this group continues so that when new drugs or agents come along, they do keep the group together and use this as a testing trace for other of these new agents in this elderly selected patient group. As always, thanks very much for listening. I'd be very happy to respond to any points or questions or queries you might have. But for now, Medscapers, ahoy. Thank you.